Glad to be back to work this week. We know how important these next two games are. So this season we haven't hit all of our goals, but it'll be important to win these next two games to get back to 500, even though that's not where we set our goals at. But no, we know how important these next two games are, and we're looking forward to going down to Miami this weekend and facing the Dolphins, a very physical team on defense, a group of guys. I think they're the number 7 defense in the NFL, number 4 in pass defense. So we know that it's going to be a challenge. They have a group of Pro Bowlers on that team, especially on that defense. So that's one of those challenges that we're looking forward to.
You excited to go back to Miami?
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, it's just another game. You know, I'm pretty sure I have a bunch of family and friends there, but we're going down there for one reason, and that's to win a football game. Actually, I didn't. You know, my mom handles all the ticket requests and everything, and you know, she just lets me focus on playing football.
You got any idea how many they'll be handed out, or how many supporters you might have, and all that?
You know, I'm pretty loved back home in Miami, and a lot of people tell me that I'm a role model in my community. So it'd be pretty amazing to see how many people turn out there and, you know, get to see me play in person for the first time for some people. But I can't give you a number. Or I don't know how many people will be there.
Have you played any kind of game at Sun Life? Or you were on the sidelines, I guess, as a kid at Dolphin games. Talk about your experience of just being at Sun Life Stadium.
Well, you know, that's a pretty unique stadium there. Hosts a ton of venues in South Florida. But growing up, like you said, I attended a couple Dolphins games, a couple of the University of Miami games whenever they had games during my recruiting process. So just being in that stadium, getting the feel for the atmosphere, it was pretty amazing.
How much time did you get back home during the summer? Did you spend summer in Louisville, or how did that go?
Throughout a year in college, I would probably go home twice, probably spring break, and we would get a break probably before training camp. So I didn't really spend much time home when I was in college. Was focused on trying to accomplish everything that I had set out at the University of Louisville.
Teddy, when you look back at that, kind of the end of that game in Detroit, I mean, do you feel like those are the experiences that you just need to be a part of more to kind of feel more comfortable in those situations and make sure things run smoother?
Well, you know, that was just a situation where, like I said in the post-game conference, I missed the throw to Jarius, you know, that hurt us. So we had chances to win that football game, and we just let it slip away.
I know there's some throws probably that you would like to have back this season, and that's one of them, but have you been pretty pleased with how your accuracy overall has translated from the college to the pros? I know that was one of the assets you had coming out, and you've been accurate for the most part here in the NFL.
I have been pleased, but at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm satisfied with it, you know, because the expectation level for me and for this team is pretty high right now, and we know that we could be playing a lot better. We know that we could have played a lot better early in the season, but I'm proud of the way the guys, we continue to just show that we're a tough team. We continue to show that we have heart, and we just continue to try to get better each week.
You mentioned that some of your goals were out of reach at this point, division, playoffs. What keeps you motivated to go out there and keep playing as hard as you can?
Well, for one, knowing that only 32 guys get to play this position every Sunday, and I'm one of those 32. So, you know, knowing that I have a chance to do something that's special, and just also the feeling of, you know, going out there with my teammates every week, you know, seeing how hard they work throughout the week in practice, and seeing, you know, the smiles on their faces, or, you know, the high fives that we're giving each other in the locker room after a win. You know, those are the moments that I look forward to.
Mentality, kind of the whole locker room kind of feeling that way when people aren't. No one's given up, obviously, but people are still staying happy and in a good mood.
Oh, yes. You know, the spirit of the locker room is pretty high right now still. You know, like I said, our guys know that we still have a lot to play for. We have a chance to get to 500, finish the season at 500. Like I said, it's not where we set our goals at, but, you know, it'd be pretty impressive with, you know, everything that happened this season. But, you know, like I said, these next two games are very important.
Miami games at that stadium. What was, I guess you had committed and then decommitted to the Miami Hurricanes. What kind of happened there resulting in you going to Louisville?
Well, you know, it was just a recruiting process where, you know, everything just happens. You go with, you know, your heart. And at the time, I was committed to the University of Miami, and they had fired their head coach and everything. So, you know, I just opened things back up. Just wanted to take a look at different places I was still considering the University of Miami, but University of Louisville came in, and they just won my heart.
In Miami, you think there's any Hurricane fans that might say, darn, he decommitted or anything like that?
There may be some still, but who knows? You know, like I said, for the support that we'll have for the Minnesota Vikings, you know, that's what's more important. You know, whether it's the guys on the team, family members, or just the fans traveling with us, you know, that's what we look forward to.
Did you ever think you'd be playing in that stadium?
I did. You know, as a child, I had high dreams and aspirations of, you know, making it to the National Football League, and to be able to play there my first year in the NFL, it's pretty amazing.
Quarterback you wanted to, either that you idolized or that you wanted to play like when you got to this stage?
Brett Favre. You know, Brett Favre, he's my favorite quarterback of all time. You know, he was a guy who was very tough. You know, he wasn't going to miss a game for nothing. So he was a winner. He was a competitor. He just played with a lot of energy and a lot of passion. So growing up, I was a huge fan of Brett Favre, and I still am to this day.
Favre, Viking, or Favre, Packer?
Both. You know, he had a pretty good career, especially in Green Bay, but he even finished strong here.
Were you a Dolphins fan growing up or a fan of another team?
You know, I was a fan of all the Miami teams. You know, just being from Miami, you know, I cheered and rooted for all the hometown teams.
A situation where you're just in your 10th career start and you don't get the play call at the end, what's going through your head?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to get a completion to, you know, get us closer to either being able to take a shot down the field or get us in position for Blair to kick a field goal.
When you took that delay game, though, I mean, is there a situation in the future where you'll have a play call maybe that you can run up at the line and kind of relay to guys, or what do you want to do?
Oh, yes, that's definitely a situation where next time we'll be well prepared. You know, we'll have a play call. Know, for whether it's the crowd noise is too loud or the headsets go out, it would definitely just have a go-to play call.
Back at some of the few throws that you've missed high, is there anything that is a recurring theme that you see on film?
Yeah, you know, throughout the course of the season, you know, some of the balls I've been throwing have been selling. So, you know, I have two games left to continue to get better, but this offseason, and Coach Turner, both Norv and Scott have been talking to me about, you know, just being able to finish throws and things like that. So, you know, like I said, we have two games left. I know that I can play better. This team, we know that we can play better. So just going to continue to try to execute at a high level.
Is there anything that you're seeing?
Like I said, it's just all about finishing throws, whether it's following through or stepping into the throws.
Technical problems, but I'm shooting for Miami. I miss what you said. What's it mean to go back home for you?
It means a lot. You know, like I said, I'm considered a role model in my community. So being able to go back and play in front of whether it's fans, family, or friends, you know, just the little kids in the neighborhood, it just means a lot. But, you know, what's more important is going down there and being able to win a football game.
Teddy, can you talk about the challenges this Miami defense will present you on Sunday?
Like I said, they're the number 7 defense in the NFL. Have a ton of Pro Bowlers on that team with Grimes, Wake, and the list goes on. But, you know, those guys are number 4 pass defense in the NFL also. I believe they have 13 interceptions, 2 return for touchdowns. So, you know, just seeing that they're physical up front, and then their corners are very aggressive. So we know that it's going to be a challenge.
When you talk about being a role model in your community, is that just because you're a good football player, or is there more that goes into that?
I think it's more of just, you know, me being my character. And I was a great child growing up, I would say, very athletic, but also I was very smart in school. And I was one of the first of my family. Well, actually, I was the first of my family to attend college and graduate. So, you know, just little things like that, you know, serves as a role model in my community. Thank you.